We are young, we run free, stay up late, we don't sleep, got our friends, got the night, we'll be alright.
Talking plenty NFL draft here, welcome back. Weekend kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook. 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then you can also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Scott's had some solid Twitter. I don't Twitter. I don't even know how to Twitter. I wouldn't even know where to begin with it. I'm the most technologically non-sound 26-year-old in the face of the earth, and so I don't Twitter. I barely Facebook, but Scott's got all of it covered, and he's had some solid tweets all weekend long talking about the NFL draft. We've been discussing the draft all day. It's time to talk a couple of winners and losers, Scott, because I, like I said, it's been a peculiar draft, and it's kind of tough to evaluate who's had good picks, who's had bad, because, frankly, the NFL seems to value different players differently than what the quote-unquote experts like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay do. So it's kind of hard to evaluate, but I will go with, in my opinion, the three best picks of this first round, and I'll tell you why each one. First of all, number one to me was Jimmy Smith from Colorado to the Ravens, the cornerback from Colorado who fell to 27, frankly, because of quote-unquote character issues. We're done talking about character issues, but that's why he fell that far. But a lot of people thought he was the best cornerback in this draft, and if he's got character issues, let me tell you something. Ray Lewis and Ed Reed are pretty good medicine for that. Pretty good way to solve that problem. And if he's the most talented cornerback in this draft and he's going to the Ravens, within 2 years he's going to be an all-pro corner.
It's fitting, isn't it, that he's the most talented? Because, I mean, look back to Ray Lewis and Ed Reed even. They weren't quite the cleanest of guys ever, and that seemed to be their style, so this fits
the rich
in
gets
perfectly.
The rich get richer. I always feel that way with the New England Patriots, a lot of times with the Steelers, and in this case with the Ravens. And what was interesting about this, I was reading an article on CNNSI.com where they were kind of analyzing all these picks, and when they got to Baltimore, they gave it like a C- because their opinion was to take Mark Ingram. And when you have Ray Rice there, who leads the NFL almost every single year in total yards from scrimmage, I don't see why you take Mark Ingram there, and you don't have really any good corners on that team.
Now, was it because of that or just because of the whole situation with the trade that didn't happen with the Bears
no,
and then losing the pick?
Specifically, they said because they didn't take Mark Ingram. Specifically because of that. No, that trade thing ended up working out okay despite not being able to get that fourth round pick, because they're going to be able to pay Jimmy Smith a little bit less money. They still got him. So it's really not that huge of an issue, although that does stink for the Ravens that the Bears just didn't cover their tracks.
I think that wasn't the only time the Bears really did that.
They dropped the ball.
Yeah, and that's not good for them moving forward, because nobody's going to want to make any deals with them coming out.
Maybe that's the point. So anyway, Jimmy Smith was my number one pick. Number two, Anthony Costanzo to the new Indianapolis Colts. The Colts had to be absolutely shocked that he fell to them. Absolutely shocked, because I thought he was the best tackle in this draft. And when New England didn't take him at 17, I immediately said, wow, he may fall to the Colts. And Peyton Manning is going to be very excited about that. So that was my number two pick. And number three, great move by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I've seen some people rip this apart, but when you're talking value, Blaine Gabbert was the number two quarterback in this draft. He falls to 10. I think he's talented, but he was not ready to be an NFL quarterback yet. David Garrard's a good quarterback. So they have 2 years there, really, to develop Blaine Gabbert into the quarterback they want him to be, and they're not going to drop off talent-wise because Garrard's good enough. So those were my top three picks in this draft. Scott, what were yours?
I really like what Buffalo did. I mean, Marcell Dareus, it's easy to say, yes, that's a good pick. It's not because of them picking him. It's because they didn't go for a quarterback.
It's because it's Buffalo and they didn't have a bad pick.
Exactly.
I looked at that. I looked at the fact that they might have taken Blaine Gabbert, and I saw J.P. Lossman all over again if they had done that.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is just fine at quarterback. He was very good, and when you have, oh, what's their receiver's name? Stevie... whatever it is.
Johnson.
Yes, thank you. They don't have a terrible offense. It's not good, but they did not need another project quarterback to go up there and struggle. And this guy, Darius, should be a starter. He's what
Darius will be a starter from day one.
Yeah, he's what Aaron Maben won't be. I almost said Cameron Maben. That's equally bad.
Well, he won't be a good
there.
Football player.
Yeah,
either.
Exactly. The other guy, I love Costanzo. I think the Indianapolis Colts, their O-line was getting old and also just kind of not that
And they
good.
Missed with their pick last year. They needed to get a good offensive tackle this year, and they did it.
And the other way you can go, another tackle, the Chicago Bears getting Gabe Kareemi.
Yeah,
that was really big for them.
Absolutely, that was a good pick. They're an in-the-trenches type of team, and getting a Wisconsin tackle was good. What about your three worst picks? I'll save mine this time. You can go first this time with your three worst picks.
Okay, I think Aldon Smith.
And we're talking just
early.
First round of the NFL
just first
draft,
round,
not overall.
Yeah. Aldon Smith, I have to say, being top 10, the defensive end from Missouri, I just don't care for that at all. Christian Ponder, obviously. Mm-hmm. You could have had him anywhere. That was the, oh no, what are we going to do? Three quarterbacks are gone already. We have to have a quarterback.
And that's one of those situations where I talk about, I don't evaluate the talent. I don't say Christian Ponder is not going to be a good quarterback. I say picking him at 12 was really stupid because they probably could have gotten him in the second round.
Then, I'm sorry to do this to your Eagles, but Danny Watkins, the guard who is probably, what is he, 41 years old?
When we were texting back and forth, I told you they should have taken Jimmy Smith. All day. They needed a corner on the other side of Asante Samuel, and they just didn't do it. They dropped the ball on that one.
And a guard in the first, that's just not a sexy pick. I know. I mean, it's so tough when you draft an O-lineman because you can't get behind it. Let's be serious. Even like when the Dolphins took Jake Long, who's been all pro for 3 years, at number one. You can't say, yes, that is the pick that's going to turn things around for us. You go, yeah, that'll be okay for us. That'll work.
Yeah. My three worst picks. Number one, I got to say, it's Cam Newton to the Panthers. I think they got completely bullied into that pick. They didn't give Jimmy Clausen nearly enough time to develop and see what he had as a quarterback. And the bottom line is, the Panthers had other needs. There were other places that they could have gone with this pick, and they just didn't do it. They need defensive ends. There were plenty of defensive ends there. They could have gone with Marcell Dareus if they wanted to. They needed a lot of other things to help them out, and they just fly. If they had taken Patrick Peterson, I would have been okay with that. Would have been totally fine with it. But to take third-round talent first overall, because that's what the experts were saying, that's what it was starting to be expected out of them, I think they got bullied into that pick, and I think it's going to be a huge mistake. Number two is Christian Ponder, like I said, for the value purpose. Not because I think Ponder is absolutely not going to be a good pro. Personally, I don't think he will be, but I'm not going to sit here and say they shouldn't have taken him. They shouldn't have taken him at 12. And number three, Jonathan Baldwin, wide receiver from Pittsburgh going to Kansas City, 26th overall. Could have waited another round to grab him. There were plenty of other good players and plenty of other things that the Chiefs could have gotten at 26 that could have helped them out a lot. Now, as far as winners, okay, go ahead.
I just realized this, the forgotten pick, but if anybody was watching NFL Network, which I was for both rounds, and we're talking about these picks late, number 25, Seattle, they pick James Carpenter, offensive tackle from Alabama. And I think everybody had kind of the same thought that Nick Saban did. The only problem was Nick Saban was on camera sitting with Mark Ingram at the draft in the green room, because it comes across and they cut to him and he turns and just goes, James Carpenter? like what? And that was my feeling, was James Carpenter. And when it's your own head coach saying that, that's a reach.
The thing with James Carpenter was, even with the Saban thing, when they announced him, immediately, Kuiper and Gruden are firing through their notes, trying to go, who is this guy?
That's the best, when you hear shuffle, three pages deep.
And then Mel Kuiper immediately,
C-A-R.
Mel Kuiper immediately was like, I had him as a late second round pick. I really don't know. And ESPN was sitting there and they're just like, we don't have a video ready for this guy. Oh my God, we got to get all this together. Chris Berman, talk. And so, yeah, that
this, then you get the extreme generics of this guy has been he's a lunch pail guy, got a high motor, good football IQ, something that you can say for pretty much anybody, but while they're just stalling to figure something out.
Teams that won overall over the first 2 days of the draft, I'm going to give you three. I loved what the Denver Broncos did. Loved getting Von Miller. I think that was a good pick. I think that some people thought they were going to get pressured into getting Marcell Dareus. They didn't. They went with Von Miller. Liked that pick. And then they addressed the safety position because Brian Dawkins is getting old. They need to address that. Raheem Moore has potential to be a good safety. And learning from Brian Dawkins, who is one of my all-time favorite players, is a great idea by Denver. Number two, Buffalo Bills. For nothing more than they just address needs rather than they are so notorious for horrible drafts that to have a year where you get Marcell Dareus, who's a starter, Aaron Williams, who will be a starter, and then Kelvin Shepard, who could be a starter at middle linebacker, three guys in three rounds that could be potential starters. And then number three, and I don't think a lot of people are going to agree with me on this, but I think that they did. I like what Jacksonville did. I do. I think getting Blaine Gabbert at that position was the best value of anybody in the first round. And I think on top of that, they now have their quarterback of the future, and they can develop him correctly, and that they can turn it. Because he's an accurate passer. He's got a great arm. I never questioned that. I questioned the fact that in the Missouri offense, he was only able to muster 16 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Teams that I really liked. First off, this isn't the one that I like the most, but I do like what they did. The Cleveland Browns, being able to trade down and get so much because they're a team that needs a ton. And getting out of that pick and then picking up Phil Taylor, he's a solid. He's going to be one of those guys that you don't know the name, but he's just that guy you can plug in the middle, and he's going to be a pain for every guard and center in the league.
That was a good pick.
And then
a good pick.
Greg Little, he's a wide receiver from UNC who wasn't able to play. So people don't – all those guys from UNC, it's somewhat speculation on what they are, but he could turn out to be a surprise in the fact that they then got so many other picks.
Yeah.
Then the ones that I really like, and we mentioned it earlier, the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
When you can go maybe 11 was a little high for J.J. Watt, but then you get a starter who's probably going to be – I don't know. He'll be – he's the end in a 4-3 or maybe a stand-up
outside.
He's
a good counter to Mario Williams.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Or I think they're going to put him at the end still in the 3-4 is what they're going to do. Then you put in Brooks Reed.
Yeah.
Outside linebacker from Arizona, who I actually watched Arizona play a few more games than just their bowl and against
just
Iowa.
Just a five-game losing streak at
yeah,
the end
exactly,
of the season.
Exactly. And because he's a guy who's always disruptive in the backfield. And you add in Brandon Harris, the corner from
and that's
Miami.
A good pick. He was really the last of the good corners, the good solid corners. And the Texans need a nickel corner more than anything, and he can provide that right away.
And their offense is very good. I mean, you can obviously look at Andre Johnson, Matt Schaub, and throw in whichever running back is going to be amazing. I mean, Steve Slayton was a few years back, and then you move on. But then a starter at every level of the defense, that is something you can build around so much.
Defense. Houston Texans needed it. They got it. Something the Detroit Lions could probably learn from.
And then lastly, the New Orleans Saints. I like,
you like
the
Ingram pick.
I do like the Ingram pick for them because they have a stable of running backs. I think
the
that's the best way to describe
it. Injuries are the problems. I think Pierre Thomas is pretty solid when he's healthy. But the problem is he's never healthy.
Exactly. And I'd still put Mark Ingram above those guys. And then I like Martez Wilson. I thought he was a great linebacker. I wouldn't have been upset if the Lions took him. Somehow he was a project guy. And the other guy, Cam Jordan, I'm not huge on him, but if he does turn out to be a good defensive end to put on the other side of Will Smith or to put along with him, that'll be pretty darn good for them.
Coming up next, why Peter King is a horrible journalist. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.